stops working the minute they close the curtain.
Is that
you
right?
Take off your mask and take off your costume, and if anyone asks, you're taking a smoke break.
That's fucked up, man.
Drinking some coffee, but everyone knows what you're doing.
You're sucking some dick. You're going out to flick. You're going to a flick with your friend Dick. You don't know if it's ick. You think you feel ick, but you got a dick-ution. It's addiction. It's addiction. It's addiction. Suck addiction.
Put the drinks on hold.
Suck addiction.
Home.
All right, hi. This is what I meant when I said we're gonna have. This is what I meant when I said we'll have Nikki. All right, we're gonna go off of our. We're going off of our Listen Live feed, and we will return at 9 o'clock for the broadcast. Listen Live. For those of you who do not have BSPs, it's okay. Check us out at 9 o'clock on Listen Live. We'll be right back here, free. Also, tune in. But for now, it is our pre-show. It's for our BSPs only. You'll forgive me. We're about to show our dicks on camera. All right. So for those of you who are tuning in to our BSP, this is what I meant when I said we'd have Nikki with us today. See, it's her picture. I'm kidding. No, she's going to check in via Skype. If she doesn't check in via Skype, it's because I fucked something up. I guarantee you it's not because of her. It's because of me. Because I probably, there's a switch I'm not, you know, I better make sure my fucking phone is on and I'm checking things because I don't want anybody to get mad at me for not... I better turn off the... We're about to show our dicks on camera. I just signed off. I just heard the sign off. All right. Now, a couple things that we're going to be dealing with, obviously. You can see Nikki is pretty. She's young. She's, you know, and I'm an old, ugly fuck. So do we really want to juxtapose those images? I think so. I think so. Just keep in mind that she needs the gig. I'm joking around, Nikki. What else are we doing, man? What else are we gonna do? Oh, I gotta check out. Man, I gotta check out the email and shit, you know. So let me do that. Let me go over here to. What is all this? What's all this bullshit? What is this? What's that? Oh, that's the network camera. God, I was scared there for a minute. I don't know. I'm still collating. You're collating? What are you doing?
That's the funny thing.
All right. Don't ever shake hands with a guy who is doing this immediately before he shakes hands with you. Fuck me, Eddie. Mr. Brown, Mr. Henry. Oh, how do you do? You know, don't, you know. I used to do this in school, just so you know what kind of a squirrel I was. Myself and my very close personal friend, Ray Bell, who is, as I've told you about Ray for many years, Ray was one of the founders of the Old Boot Tournament, which still continues to this day. He's also a longtime trainer of thoroughbred flesh at Santa Anita, Del Mar. The guy's heavy. He and his family are heavy into the horse racing business. Because if you grew up in Arcadia, it wasn't surprising to meet kids whose families were in horse racing. In fact, my younger sister went to school with, I think, one of Lafitte Pinkai's kids. Lafitte Pinkai, one of the giants of thoroughbred racing as a rider, jockey. And Johnny Longden, the immortal, the legendary Johnny Longden's kids went to Arcadia High. So Arcadia, California, is where Santa Anita Racetrack is. All right, so Ray I met through school because his father and his grandparents were... in fact, Ray's grandfather came to California in the late 30s as a rodeo champion from Wyoming. This is a great sort of California story. His grandfather, Tom Bell Sr., came to California from Wyoming in the late 30s as a rodeo champion. There's a picture on the wall at his grandparents' house that I saw of you know, Big Daddy Ray, Tom Sr., you know, riding this bucking bronco in the rodeo in Wyoming, and came out to California in much the same way a lot of those cowboys did, to work as wranglers and to handle horses on the westerns that they were shooting. And got into training horses for the races because a lot of the actors were buying horses. And next thing you knew, he made himself a couple of bucks doing that and became successful as a trainer. And then his son Tom Jr., and then Ray is actually Tom the Third. We call him Ray because, you know, that was his middle name. I don't know. That's why I knew him as Ray Bell. When I found out that his real name was Tom, I was like, what? What the fuck? Well, what do you mean your name's Tom, man? I call you Ray. Yeah, but see, I'm Tom the Third. Well, why don't you call yourself that? That sounds way fucking cooler. You know, I don't want to be Tom the Third. I said, okay. So, he and I used to fuck around in school, and Ray and I would walk up to, just before we'd see some kid coming down the hall at school, we'd look at our hand and go, oh, man, what the hell? And try to wipe it on the try to wipe it on whoever, you know? And it was just funny to see the reaction of people darting away from, because there's nothing on your hand, you know? Yeah, I know. The kicks and the laughs came super fucking El Cheap, Cheaperino, in my house. In my house. Now, camera three is this one, right? Yes, it is. Okay, so this may work better. The Nikki camera may work for a lot of things that are going to be, that have heretofore been out of my purview. And I'll tell you why I say that. I say that because I'm babbling now. The fuck, man? Here we go. I was looking for this. Gmail. All right. Now, what I want to do here is I want to get all of the... Who the fuck is this? Add your name. We won't be... MoveOn.org. How the fuck did I get on MoveOn.org? Not that I got anything against you guys at MoveOn.org, but maybe I do. No, I don't. I don't have anything against you, but how did I get on your goddamn mailer? So today's news, Comet Lander checks in with Earth. I'm just printing these off as I sent them to myself, and I also copied Nikki on a lot of this stuff. And,
Nikki McKee on here.
I know. Well, she's got to call in, man. She's got to call in on Skip. I mean, Scoop. I mean, Skype. When in doubt, just fuck up how you pronounce things. And it's comedy. It's guaranteed comedy. When in doubt, fart or fuck up a word. And I'm in doubt a lot. So I go to... Now, look at this. What happened with Colbert, man? Did you guys hear this? Stephen Colbert. I don't know. You may not be able to see this because we're using this camera for Nikki's feed. But according to USA Today, an offensive tweet was sent this week from the Colbert Report's verified Twitter account, but was evidently not written by Colbert himself. Well, I'll believe that when I... Anyway, on this past Wednesday's Colbert Report, Colbert poked fun at Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder's recently announced Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation. Snyder claimed to have formed the charity to provide resources that offer genuine opportunities to tribal communities, according to the press release. Colbert joked that the creation of the foundation was just a scheme to score some positive PR points for the Redskins, whose team name has been abused, has been accused of being racist by numerous people. On Thursday, the Colbert Twitter account further extended the joke by posting the following tweet. I'm willing to show Asian community I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. What's that? I get that. That's satirical. That's a major... It's not even all that creative, but it's a fucking... It's a good, nice, quick, fast slam. Many Twitter users were offended by the nature of the tweet, and the hashtag Cancel Colbert began trending on the social media site. The tweet has since been deleted, and it has been reported that Colbert did not write the controversial statement. In fact, the Colbert Twitter account responded to the comment by Pope Bat. This is a Comedy Central promotional account with no oversight from Stephen or his show that quoted a line out of context. Cancel Colbert. It used the hashtag. Oh, I guess it would. So Colbert himself also reacted to the anger and tweeted the following from his personal account. I agree. Just saw Colbert tweet. I share your rage. Who is that, though? I'm Stephen at home. Okay. I don't know, man. What was wrong with that? Maybe it was they didn't like it because it wasn't funny. It was absolutely on target. Totally on target, don't you think? I think it was. One, two. Look, man. Nobody gonna tell me. Now, that doesn't necessarily, that's not necessarily funny. But I'll further the satire now and extend it to black people who have traditionally, many black people have felt themselves higher on the social strata than a lot of these Orientals and Mexicans. And which is comes with the territory. If you've been treated like shit, a lot of the I think the Orientals think they're higher than the white people. You know, don't tell the white folks. which I think they are actually. I'm white, and I know that. Oh God, what's happened to the white race? What's happened to the white race? Heil Hitler. I don't know. The whites, the goddamn fucking whites. All my niggas, all these white people. I saw some elderly whites going across the street the other day, just two old white people going across the street, and they were just barely making it, and they had their little canes, and I said, look at those niggers. Little niggers. Obviously something's fucked up. Oh, wait. What is this? Okay. Nikki? Nikki?
You are not showing up as signed in on Skype.
What? What?
You're not showing up as signed in on Skype.
Well, where the fuck do I sign in on? Oh, I see. I'm sorry. God damn it.
Okay.
I thought it was just a matter of you calling me.
Yeah, I have to, but I need you to be signed in to do it so that I can send the video call so you'll see my...
All right, so now it says find your friend. Okay, so I'm signed in, Toots. Now all you got to do is call me.
I will send it to you.
All right, awesome.
Thank you.
Cool.
Bye.
And I saw these niggers going across. This old white woman, she says, I don't know. She says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm white. I said, look, nigger. I said, here she is. Answer. What if I declined? Here comes Nikki. Woohoo! All right. Now, Nikki, the next thing I got to... Hold on. It's all good. I just got to turn you up, girl. There she is. Go. Talk.
Hello.
Hi. All right, now I'm going to... What the hell is that? Is that music? Oh, that's me. That's cool. See, what's going on with that is, look at that. When I go out of your picture, when I go out of you, if you'll pardon the expression, I'm sorry. When I go away from your picture, what are you drinking there? Is it booze?
Gatorade.
Yeah, oh, God, listen to her voice. She went, Gatorade.
Sorry.
You really need to gargle with, So, Nikki, Alex set the shot up, but he kind of cockeyed our... He cockeyed your screen a little bit, so I'm going to just kind of move you around. There you go. Oh, you're looking good, girl.
Thank you, baby.
You're looking real good, girl. Now, I think I got a lot of... Oh, hold on. Just getting right. See, I've got so many windows open here. Now, one of the things we were experimenting with yesterday, guys, we'll see if it works. I hope it works, is this shot here where we're side by side. Now, I know, Nikki, you're not looking directly at our feed, so you're on a delay. Are you looking at the video cast?
I am.
And do you see yourself?
I do.
Do you see yourself as you want to be, or do you see yourself in the future? I'm kidding. So now we're side by side. Now I'm ugly. You're pretty. So it works for you. But me, people may say, yeah, that's fine, Phil. Could you get it off that shot and let's just see Nikki?
You're beautiful, Phil.
So if people say we just want to see Nikki, I'll go, okay, then boom, there she is. And if they just want to see me, moi... I'll go, boom. I doubt seriously if anybody's going to say, take it off of Nikki. We want to see Phil. But
are you going to do the sounds, too?
What sounds? Of me going, boom?
Boom.
Yeah, I think I will. And then there's, you know, so that's that. And then there's this. So I'm just kind of, I'm screwing around. Did you get all the email that I sent you?
I did. I've been reading through them.
Okay. Now, that's just stuff that I think that I'd like to do, but I don't know if I'll get to all of it or not, you know?
Okay.
Honestly, and I haven't actually finished printing that off, so I have to get back over to that screen to do that.
Okay.
And I got to just kind of do a little thing with you here. I'm going to minimize Nikki now. Boo! And go back up here to the...
I love your sounds.
I think they're good. Yeah, I think that it works.
You're so lively at this time of morning.
I am, aren't I?
It's great. Sound good.
Did you see the Colbert story, by the way? Somebody tweeted those dirty, slimy chinks. No, I'm kidding. They didn't.
They figured out who tweeted it?
Yeah, it was Comedy Central. It was somebody at Comedy Central. It's a marvelous lesson in not letting corporate do anything creative.
Right.
It was corporate. It was their corporate account. And let me just finish finish printing this shit off, Nikki. But it was sent from the Comedy Central corporate account. And that, of course, is in my opinion, is a big fat... that's a danger sign, man. You know,
yeah.
That's like when you let the suits start to get funny, it doesn't work.
Because they're not funny.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, for telling you that, but you're not. And 9 times out of 10, when we all get fired, it's because you motherfucker, excuse my French, it's because you jackballs said, why don't you try this? This would be really great. And then you try it, and they're gone. They're at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now
Steven is the one who kind of has to pick up the pieces and say, hey, you know, this wasn't of my own fruition.
Well,
I know that this is my show, but that's not me.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, you know? And I don't know.
And he, as the talent, he shouldn't be having to do that. He shouldn't have to be doing his own sort of PR recovery, you know?
Yeah. I just... did the thing there. I just realized that I have to do something here. I have to figure something out. I got to figure out whether I want to live or whether... I have to figure out how do I print off email while I have you on camera. I know. Do it before, Phil. It's called show prep. Fuck.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's called getting your shit together is what it's called. Colbert has got too much power at Comedy Central to be undone by some fucked up tweet, but it's just a classic example of a guy doing a show and somebody at the Comedy Central account, because he has his own Twitter account. It's called Steven at Home.
Yeah, I follow it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good or is it? He doesn't.
It's worth following.
He doesn't follow anybody. He's the scum of the earth.
He might follow you, Phil.
He doesn't follow me. No, I was on a panel with him at Aspen, and they hated me because I was too conservative for their, you know, for their snow bunny sensitivities at that time. Yeah, it was the Aspen Comedy Festival.
That's mind blowing to me.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't have been on the panel. It was completely fucked up. It was a panel about comedy and politics. And everybody on the panel, with the exception of myself and one other guy, was just a pretty much standard Hollywood liberal, which is fine. I got nothing against that. But what the hell am I doing on this thing? Because what it was basically about was them being funny as they bashed George Bush, the war in Iraq, and every other thing that I wasn't necessarily opposed to at that time. Because I was one of those 9/11 Democrats, so or South Park Republican, or whatever the hell you want to call them. So there I was. It was Drew Carey. It was Gary Trudeau. I mean, Gary Trudeau is like one of the all-time greatest satirists that this country has ever created, you know, with Doonesbury. And there's Nikki, all, you know, 29 years of age. She doesn't know who, though. Fuck,
I know.
Yeah, Gary.
You underestimate me still after how many months we've known each other?
Yeah, it's been a long time, almost 4 weeks. So I... No, I'm kidding.
Almost 4 weeks. It's been a very long one-night stand, Phil.
Yeah, yeah. No, you've been here. How long have you been with me? Since October?
November,
yeah. Uh-oh.
Your
picture froze. See, this is what we mean. Now, that's your internet speed, isn't it? No, you're okay now. I see you because your tongue was sticking out and you were looking shocked. Yeah. So that's your internet speed, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully that will not happen frequently because I am connected through the Ethernet.
No, it's cool. Everything's good. It's back. It only lasted like a half of a click.
Okay. I really should pin my bangs back. This is driving me nuts. I don't want to be doing this the whole entire show.
Well, you're not going to be on camera the whole show. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take you off of camera, seriously, right now, because I have to get this email printed off that I didn't do, and I won't do that again. But one of the things I will not do is send you any more Wall Street Journal links, because this is complete. What was the Wall Street Journal story that I sent you? God darn it.
Let me look.
Let me see here. I've got... markets stream. God damn it! What was the story? I know what it was. It was the flight. It was flight 370.
Oh yes.
What's going on with it? I've clicked over to a page here that's given me like 19 different stories, and I couldn't remember which one it was. China bad bank conundrum. I don't know. This is going to sound sadistic, but I love to see the euro fall through the floor, and I love it when China's got economic problems. Isn't that terrible? Because we're all interconnected now. It's not about, you know, America wins and Europe loses. But it's kind of bitching.
I love you, Phil.
Yeah, it's like, you know, man, look at it. Fucking Chinese, man. They're losing it now, man.
I think when you were looking at that article about the, like, expansion of the search area, did you see that I didn't realize that the black box only has a certain amount of time before it just stops working, before it stops sending out pings.
Pings.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I knew it.
Didn't know
I knew it when I've only known it a little bit longer than you. You know, they basically, it was one of the first things that they were discussing when they started to get around to the topic of the black box, because they kept saying, you know, what's the deal here, man? You know, how long has it got? I says, well, there's a battery life on that thing. And then the latest news was you know what I might as well do? Just get off of these emails and go over to the news. Just go over to the fucking Google search news.
Do it.
And the cat says, not only do we have to find it because the battery is going to go out, but there's also a chance, because of how it was stored in Kuala Lumpur, that these batteries may have an even shorter life than originally
thought.
Because they stored it in humidity. Now, here's where things, as consumers, we're all familiar with this. The company that makes the battery came back with, no, it's fine. These are heavy-duty, badass batteries, and don't worry about it. You know, we can certainly get our shit together with this thing, and they should be able to last longer than what, you know. So in other words, what they have is the factory statement, which is, do not store here, there, or anywhere else. I just fucked up again. God damn it. And then there is the company saying, yeah, but. Mm-hmm. So who, you know, what do you... Isn't that interesting? You know, to me, that's what we deal with as consumers. They tell you, as they're selling you the thing, this baby is a son of a bitch. It's going to kick ass and take names.
That's what they said about Titanic.
Right. And then the actual product, the quality comes into, and then everybody wants to sue, and that's when they pull out the fine print on the contract. Yeah. Well, yes, but we did tell you. I'm so completely messed up now, I'm going to have to just print this stuff. You know, as I'm seeing it here, Nikki. So I'm going to have, for those of you who've tuned in to see Nikki, she's going to be here in just a secchi poo, but I'm having to print news off of the same monitor that we're using for her picture coming in from. Where are you, Nikki? Let everybody know. I said D.C., but you're actually suburban Washington, correct?
Yeah, it's Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland. And so I'm printing off U.S. recognizes same-sex couples. This is what do you think about that?
I think it's awesome.
But I do too. But don't you think it's go ahead.
I was actually reading the article. I was thinking I was actually going to tweet something the other day because I saw that the lead singer of Neon Trees came out as gay. Uh-huh. And I always get kind of frustrated by the fact that it always makes news when somebody comes out, and it bothers me because nobody's expected who's straight to come out that they're straight. And so it's just kind of, I don't know, like,
we've all come out already. I mean, what do we, if they wanted me to, I can do it again. But when I first masturbated, forgive me for saying that.
You came out?
I want to say something here. Nikki is not interested in the kind of scatological bullshit humor that you do. Are you, Nikki? You're not.
I am a little bit, actually.
Well, but when he said something as vile and crude and sexist as that...
How's that sexist?
Because she doesn't... Forget it.
No, but I mean, yeah, when I first drew pictures of naked women, my mother was shocked. My mother,
really?
My mother almost was... She almost had a heart attack, man, when she saw that I was drawing pictures of naked women with large breasts. I'm telling you the truth.
What else did she expect?
When it comes to women, my relationship with women, I had to power through a lot of bad shit, man. God rest my mother's soul, you know, and I love her. I can't not love her. Because, you know, her name was Marjorie, and she went through a lot of bad stuff in her life, you know. Mm-hmm. She went through tough times. But she was not a great mother, and modeling for women I got from her. And it was the most fucked up thing in the world. You know, she had a very negative view of sex. She's Margaret.
Yeah.
Margaret? Minus the outgoing personality and the singing. I make Margaret very outgoing. But all of Margaret's pettiness and all of her I hate to say this about my own mother, but her duplicity, there's kind of a two-sided thing to Margaret. She's on the one hand shocked with vulgarity. On the other hand, she's taking a shit and letting everybody know it.
Right. Yeah,
that was my mom. You know, my mother was like, I'll be in the bathroom. And, you know, this, and just, you know, I don't, well, you know, I'll probably, my sisters are listening. They'll probably just want to kill me. But I would walk into the bathroom and the toilet wouldn't be flushed. Let's put it that way. And I would say, God damn. You know, I'd be like, what the fuck you niggas doing, man? No, I didn't say. That would have been funny, though, you know. Like, nigga, why don't you? I'm talking to my own mother. Nigga, why don't you flush the fucking toilet? So, yeah, I would have issues like that. And, you know, my mother was they used to say my mother was a very proper old English Canadian woman. She was born in Canada, but Canadian women of that generation were very old English ladies. They were trained in the English society. It was Victorian, man. It was super Victorian. And now comes this woman with two children and a husband fresh from World War II, and where are they going? They're getting in a car, and they're motoring to California, you know, in the big goddamn sunshine and the hats and it. And she's thrust into this world. My father was extremely outgoing. He was a big, a loud guy. Let me, you know, get this stuff printed off.
Yeah, you're fine.
You got the news there, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to refer to you and ask you what the news is. this will not happen again.
Here's Nikki McKee, our news girl.
No. Just remind me what the story is. I don't want you to.
No.
We're not going to turn you into the chick that laughs at everything. That's the other thing about having Nikki on the show here. I think it's cool to have you commenting on stuff. You know, I think that I like that. But we don't want you to be the chick that laughs at all the guys' jokes. You know that chick, right? And then the weather chick and the news babe. The other thing that we tried to do yesterday was to make sure that my head wasn't bigger than yours. But you look good, man. The color is great. The red backdrop, I love. I love the scarf. Now, do you have different... I want to see what you're going to wear tomorrow. So, I'm kidding.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Tomorrow is... Oh, my God.
Monday, I'll have a different one if you want.
Oh, my God. Phil, you are...
Or I'll just go without it. Yeah. You can see my cleavage if you want.
I would, yes, if you wouldn't. Is that okay or no?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, you know, here's the thing. And then the other thing I was thinking, it's going to be Nikki on camera with this old guy going into character voices, it's going to look really fucking weird. So I was thinking, maybe when I go into character as Margaret or anybody, it's just you on camera or it's just me on camera. But the two of us together as I'm doing a voice, wouldn't that just look like something out of a madhouse?
It would look like I'm observing you talking to yourself.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you can mean, the person that observes me. My fingers are in my nose right now.
I may start analyzing you, Phil.
Okay.
Especially with Margaret being a, you know, representation of your mother. There's some issues there.
Oh, that isn't that interesting. Isn't that interesting? So what we'll do is we'll break the fourth wall and we'll break the fourth wall. And we will begin to analyze me, Margaret, like I'm a thing under glass. Young lady, who do you think you are, anyway? Did you hear this, Phil?
Look, Margaret.
No. She wants to look at me like I'm a thing in a dish. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Get ready, folks. We're about ready to start this thing.